Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this latest edition of Straight Shooter, coming at you, as I love to do, at least a couple of times a week. Usually I'm coming at you with Straight Shooter with Stephen A. every Wednesday night on SiriusXM POTUS Radio, channel 124 from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but pretty much every Monday and Friday, unless I'm on the road, on assignment, I try to do a separate YouTube Straight Shooter segment. So that's what I'm doing today, and I'm not going to spend too much time today. I just had a couple of points that I wanted to get off my chest leading into my Wednesday night show, so you have an idea of kind of things that are on my mind, and I'll just touch on them briefly, and then obviously I'll see you Wednesday night. Right now, though, there's a few stories that have been on my mind that I wanted to touch on, okay? And I wanted to preface my comments by saying this. I wanted to remind you, as I keep trying to remind people, I'm a registered independent, not a Republican, not a Democrat. I'm a moderate who leans left on social issues and right on fiscal issues, meaning taxes, because I can't stand high taxes in California, New Jersey, and New York. That's me. That's where my fiscalness really, really kicks in. Liberal on pretty much everything else, as long as it's not extreme. I'm more of a moderate. And I bring that up because as the midterms approach, because we are in the year of the midterms, I keep telling y'all, you know, I like balance in our government. If there was ever a time that I'm rooting against the right, it is now, simply because they have all the power. You have the House, you have the Senate, you have the White House. And as a result, you have our government, the DOJ, the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't think that's good for the country. If it was on the left instead of the right, I'd be saying the same thing. I like balance. It's very, very important to me to have balance. Why? Because of checks and balances. That's who I am. That's who I've been. That's who I've always been. And that's who I will remain. Having said all of that, as the midterms approach, every single week, every chance I get, when I see something on the right or the left that I want to talk about, that I think is relevant and pertinent and worthy of being broached to sort of highlight and illuminate what the hell we need to pay attention to and we need to be mindful of, I'm going to do it, okay? And show how and highlight how this will work for or against a particular side of the aisle. And a couple of things came to my mind. One involved Don Lemon, which I will get into a little bit later. But the first order of business is a story that I'm interested in getting to, because you got to see this. You got to see this. It just doesn't, I'm telling you, it doesn't look good for the Democrats if you allow yourself to be associated with this. This is the kind of stuff that will lose you elections. You got to see this to believe it. This, reading from USA Today, a Senate committee hearing about abortion medication has gone viral after Republican U.S. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri and Ashley Moody of Florida asked an obstetrician gynecologist if men can get pregnant. Republican Senator Josh Hawley grilled Dr. Nisha Verma, an OBGYN, who refused to answer that very question. Can men get pregnant? Repeatedly, and I mean repeatedly. Verma said she found Hawley's close-ended questions to be politically polarizing and danced around. I mean, the way she danced around these questions, ladies and gentlemen, you got to see it to believe it. Late in the day, after this video I'm going to show you, Hawley had posted the video on the social media site X depicting his full exchange with Verma with the caption, "Spoiler alert, men cannot get pregnant." I'm not going to say anything else until you watch the video. See it for yourself. Take a look.
Dr. Verma, I wasn't sure I understood your answer to Senator Moody a moment ago. Do you think that men can get pregnant?
I hesitated there because I wasn't sure where the conversation was going or what the goal was. I mean, I do take care of patients with different identities. I take care of many women. I take care of people with different identities. And so that's where I paused. I think, I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Well, the goal is just the truth. So can men get pregnant?
Again, the reason I paused there is I'm not really sure what the goal of the question?
The goal is just to establish a biological reality. You just said a moment ago that science and evidence should control, not politics. Absolutely. So let's just test that proposition. Can men get pregnant?
I take care of people with many identities, but
can men get pregnant?
I take care of many women that can get pregnant. I do take care of people that don't identify as women.
Can men get pregnant?
Again, as I'm saying,
let me just remind you what you testified to a moment ago. Science and evidence should control, not politics. Can men get pregnant? You're
a
doctor,
I think. Science and evidence should guide medicine.
Do science and evidence tell us that men can get pregnant? Biological men, can they get pregnant?
I also think yes-no questions like this are a political tool.
No, yes-no questions are about the truth, doctor. Let's not make a mockery of this proceeding. This is about science and evidence, and I'm asking you. You know, the United States Supreme Court just heard arguments yesterday at great length on this question. This is not a hypothetical question. This is not theoretical. It affects real people in their real lives. And you're here as an expert, called by the other side as an expert, and you've been telling us that you follow, right, you're a doctor, and you follow the science and the evidence. So I just want to know, based on the science, can men get pregnant? That's a yes or no question. It really is, I think.
I think you're trying to reduce the complexity of a lot.
I'm not. I'm trying to get, it's not complex. I'm trying to get to an answer, and I'm trying to test, frankly, your veracity as a medical professional and as a scientist. Can men get pregnant?
I think you're also conflating male
and female
with...
No, I'm not conflating male and female. They're two different things. There's biological men and there's biological women. And I want to know, can men get pregnant?
10 times! Ladies and gentlemen, the clip was 5 minutes long. I only played 2. 10 times he asked her, can men get pregnant? Can men get pregnant? And she wouldn't answer. She wouldn't answer. Answer the question. Quite frankly, I'm trying to check your veracity on this matter. You're here talking science. Can men get pregnant? Yes or no? You cannot have that as a Democratic Party. You cannot be associated with that. I'm talking about an unwillingness and an inability to answer the question. If you think men can get pregnant and you think you have scientific data to back that up, say so. If you don't have the scientific data to back it up and you're purported to be a scientist, Dr. Nisha Verma, and the question is asked, and you don't have proof to validate that men get pregnant. Can men get pregnant? Then the answer would be no. She refused to answer the question. That cannot happen. Why am I bringing that up? Because, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that's what will lose you an election. See, the GOP already got it plotted. They're going to air that all over the place. Senator Josh Hawley is going to be on Fox News and other platforms, Newsmax and everything else. They're going to play that. 77 million people voted for Donald Trump. 74 plus million for Kamala Harris. There's tens of millions of people out there. They're going to see that video. They're going to show it to them over and over. And they're going to say, that's the Dems. You have to immediately disassociate yourself from that rhetoric. I'm only talking about the rhetoric. I'm not talking about her as a person. I'm not talking about liberals who support transgender rights or anything. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about an unwillingness to answer direct questions. 10 times in 2 minutes, he asked her, can men get pregnant? We're a Christian nation, aren't we? In the Bible, it talks about men and women, don't it? Where does it say a man can get pregnant? Scientifically, where does it say a man can get pregnant? For you not to be able or to be unwilling to answer that kind of question shows how evasive and unethical one is. When it comes to simply blurting out the truth of an obvious, obvious question. That's the kind of stuff that we have to make sure that we address. Because if you are the Democrats, you got to do everything that you can to disassociate yourself from this video right here. There is no excuse nor any explanation. You can have issues with the economy. You can have issues with the border. You can have issues with safety in the streets. You can have issues with, you know, education reform, welfare reform. The list goes on and on. I'm telling you right now, if you embrace that kind of nonsense where somebody is in front of the camera or on Capitol Hill or the combination of both and they can't acknowledge something that simple, you've already lost. Because Trump and the right are going to sit up there and say, is that what you want our country to become? Is that what you want our country to stand on? That's the reason I brought that up. You can't give. Right now, the right is reeling, no matter what they say. No matter what they say. You still haven't finalized addressing the Affordable Care Act subsidies. Healthcare is still, price for healthcare is still expected to skyrocket. Price for insurance. Price for products throughout this country. We're looking at inflationary times. The value of the dollar is dissipating before our very eyes. Things need to happen. Things need to get done. Everybody knows there's bigger fish to fry than issues like this. But when you are unwilling to say something so obvious, it speaks to trust or lack thereof. And as a result, because that's the reality, folks are going to lose faith in you. And they're going to say, we can't risk having that kind of nonsense being allowed to foment and elevate in our society. That's what they're going to say. This is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. I don't know how many times that I have sat up here and I've said, as an independent, I'm not comfortable with one party dominance on either side of the aisle. I like checks and balances because that's the way I believe our country is at its safest from sort of from accusations of autocracy or anarchy or chaos or anything in between. I believe checks and balances eradicate those notions. And when you don't have it because one party's ruling everything, it becomes a bit problematic. You've got Trump reeling as we speak because of the stuff that's taking place in the streets. It doesn't matter whether or not the laws on the books are on its side. It doesn't matter how ICE was embraced during the Obama administration. But suddenly, it's a pariah now with Trump. It doesn't matter. What matters is the optics. And if the optics show that ICE is in the streets and people are claiming to be terrorized, and because of that, chaos is building and stuff like that, it's not going to be a winning formula for the Trump administration. It's not going to be a winning formula for the GOP, especially not during the midterms, because you got people who got attitudes with you because of healthcare, because it doesn't seem to be America first, that you seem to be more preoccupied with doing business overseas as opposed to in this country. You got a whole bunch of stuff going on that people are looking at the GOP and they're saying, what's up, what's up, what's up? And you've got them reeling. And then something like this happens. And they're able to use it as a clip to remind it. It goes viral and all of a sudden the networks are picking it up. And then you got a senator like Josh Hawley who's respected and people listen to him when he speaks. And he's parading, he's pervasive over the airwaves, and he's telling you what's going on, and he's because he was a part of it. He asked her 10 times in 2 minutes, can a man get pregnant? Yes, can a man get pregnant? Yes, I understand what you're saying. Quite frankly, I'm checking your veracity. Can a man get pregnant? And you watch her dance. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. And something like that, being associated with one side of the aisle is detrimental to that side. I'm just giving you that perspective. That's the kind of stuff that will lose an election for you. Trust me on that. It will lose an election for you. When you've got Trump and the administration reeling because public opinion ain't on his side because of the way and the how in which they're doing certain things, causing chaos in the streets. One would easily argue that's what happened in 2020. Economy was doing fine. Then COVID hit. But even then, George Floyd happened. And the racial reckoning that existed in this country was coming home. And all of those things happened. And you know what American voters said? You had Republicans with Trump wouldn't budge. You had liberals on the opposite side that was going to go with Biden, especially after Representative Clyburn got involved and threw his support behind Biden and got him to win South Carolina, and things took off from there. But the real reason Trump lost the election in 2020 is because you had independents out there or moderates on the left or the right that said, we don't need this kind of chaos. We don't need this kind of noise. And that is what has been being played very adroitly by the left over the last couple of months. You're gaining traction. You're gaining momentum. You can't have that. You can't have that kind of testimony on Capitol Hill. You can't support it. You can't be a part of it. It can't be a Republican literally grilling her, restraining himself from excoriating her because of how ridiculous she looked and sounded. And that's associated with your party. You will lose. I'm telling it to you because I don't want you to lose. I want you to win. That message has gotten lost in the mix. How I've never been about one-party rule. How because the Republicans have control of everything right now, I think that's a detriment to our country because I think there should be some checks and balances. Either the House or the Senate, Democrats should have, as long as you've got the Republicans in the kind of control that they're in. You got to get one of them back, at the very least. I don't know if I agree with James Carville talking about it's going to be a cakewalk, that the Dems are going to win easily in the midterms. Don't know about that. But it's worth noting that people are feeling confident because of how they believe Trump has been playing himself and how they've been able to take the kind of things that this administration has been engaging in and making it worse, work against him, at least from popularity purposes. I wanted to take a moment talking about Mr. Don Lemon, because we all know that he's in some hot water, or at least the Trump administration would like you to believe, or the DOJ rather would like you to believe that he's in some hot water, because this same individual that obviously came at me just a couple of weeks ago and black folks saying black folks don't like me, we all of this other stuff, whatever, okay? I could go all in, especially right now, on Don Lemon, considering the vulnerabilities of his situation right now. I will not do that. I will not do that at all. I will simply tell you that he's in a dicey situation right now and try to explain to some degree why that is. He could be prosecuted for embedding with Minnesota church protesters because he showed up to a protest recently, interviewing a pastor that was there who's believed, I believe, works for ICE as well. And you had people who went into the church and protested and prevented folks from engaging in prayer and stuff like that because they were interrupting the service, which obviously the pastor did not take too kindly to. Let's hear from Don Lemon. Play that for me, please.
This is an operation that is a secret that they invited folks out.
This is Operation Pull Up, more of a clandestine operation. We show up somewhere. They don't expect us to come there. And then we disrupt business as usual.
So right now it's kind of mayhem. We're not part of the activists, but we're here just reporting on them.
Did they explain to you why they're here?
They did not.
They said that there is someone here, Easterwood, who is a member of ICE, and he's a pastor of the church.
Our church had gathered for worship, which we do every Sunday. We asked them to leave, and they obviously have not left.
So this is what the First Amendment is about the freedom to protest.
There's a varying array of views in this church on
politics of immigration. Recognize the complexity of the issue.
This shows you just how divided America is. When you look at the protesters here, and then you look at the people there who are praying, and you know what was the interesting thing? If these two groups could just get together, they might figure out what to do.
I don't necessarily agree with everything that's going on in the Twin Cities right now, but I don't think it's good to fight fire with fire. I think it's good to speak up. I think it's good to protest, but I think it's better to do it in a peaceful way.
That was interesting to watch. This guy here, look, he's hugging his kid. I just imagine it's uncomfortable and traumatic for the people here. They think you lost and this didn't accomplish anything, and you went into their house, the house of the Lord.
The reality is the house of the Lord is a place where love lives. It's not a place where you can have a pastor masquerading as the director for the field office of ICE in St. Paul.
We see all of that going on right now. Here's what I would tell you. Because the DOJ is essentially threatening to prosecute Don Lemon. Don Lemon is like, I'm an independent journalist. I'm there exercising my First Amendment rights and privileges, and that's what I was doing. And I don't think he's going to be in much trouble. They're even using the KKK Act. This is what they're doing. And for those of you who don't know, the KKK Act of 1870 is the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871, also known as the Civil Rights Act of 1871 or the Third Enforcement Act. It was a landmark Reconstruction-era federal law aimed at suppressing organized terror and violence, including Ku Klux Klan attacks targeting African Americans and Reconstruction supporters. Its purpose was designed to help enforce constitutional protections, especially where state governments failed to stop civil rights violations. Okay? That's what they're talking about. My point is this. They're going after Don Lemon, and it's ironic that they're doing so. I mean, they did this on Martin Luther King's holiday, by the way. But that's a story that we'll get into at a later date. Here's what I would say. The KKK Act is mostly a civil lawsuit tool today, and it usually requires state action or a very specific kind of civil rights conspiracy, a much higher bar than quote-unquote disruptive protest or bad judgment. If Don Lemon's role was simply recording, reporting, or being present and not participating in a conspiracy to deprive civil rights, then the KKK Act theory is unlikely to stick. If there's real legal exposure here for Don Lemon, however, it's more likely to run through the FACE Act than the KKK Act. And the FACE Act, 1994, is when it came into play, is a federal law that prohibits using force, threats of force, or physical obstruction to injure, intimidate, or interfere with people obtaining / providing reproductive health services or exercising religious freedoms at a place of worship. It provides for criminal penalties and civil enforcement, including lawsuits for injunctions and damages. The right wants Don Lemon thrown in jail. I don't want that. Do I think that he should have went into the church? No, it's a place of worship. Remember after 9/11, the government warned us about the FACE Act when it come to people who wanted to block individuals from entering mosque for prayer and what have you. They warned them that they would face charges and their FACE Act would be invoked. So you've got folks talking about that kind of stuff here. And CNN legal analyst Ellie Honig writes, first of all, I would advise them not to do this. But if I did get one of these cases now, I would prevail upon DOJ to look at the discretionary factors. I would say this was a momentary interruption. It's not as if they stopped these people from worshiping over days or weeks. And I would use the argument that it was not violent. But what I would be doing there is appealing to DOJ on the soft factors, not on the actual elements of the crime. The last sentence is very, very important because the DOJ is going to look at the actual elements of the crime because they'd want to get at Don Lemon. Do I think it was wise to go into the church? No. Do I think that was something he should have done? Of course, I don't think that. But I do think it's important to point this out. None of us should be wishing for a journalist, independent or someone affiliated with an institution, a journalistic institution, to be going to jail over something like this. Because if that's going to happen, it's truly, truly some dangerous times that we're living in. We all know that already, but especially if that happens. Remember, they just raided the house of a Washington Post journalist who's been reporting on the Trump administration for a while and encouraging sources to call her. They just raided her house. You got this kind of stuff going on with Don Lemon. It's bigger than him. It's bigger than him. He should not have gone into the church. I really wish he would not have done that. But I will say that none of us should be wishing for him to go to prison, to go to jail over this. We really, really shouldn't. Because he was there interviewing and reporting. He was more of an activist prior to arriving because he said some things about how because of ICE and its behavior and the kind of things going on in the streets of Minneapolis, Chicago, Portland, et cetera, this is just the beginning stage. That sounded more like activism instead of reporting, which is what they're going to use against him. I, for one, am hoping that this is much ado about nothing and this isn't Trump and the DOJ treating him like he's the latest coming of Letitia James or Jack Smith or John Bolton or James Comey. I'm hoping that that's not going to happen to Don Lemon. I just wanted to say that. That's it for this edition of Straight Shooter. I'll see y'all tomorrow night, Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124, where if necessary, I'll elaborate more extensively than I did today. Peace and love, everybody. Talk to you later.